"Far away beyond the pine woods," he answered in a low, dreamy voice, "there is a little garden. There the grass grows long and deep. There are the great white stars of the hemlock flower. There the nightingale sings all night long. All night long he sings, and the cold crystal moon looks down, and the yew tree spreads out its giant arms over the sleepers." Virginia's eyes grew dim with tears, and she hid her face in her hands. "You mean the Garden of Death?" she whispered. "Yes, death. Death must be so beautiful. To lie in the soft brown earth with the grasses waving above one's head and listen to silence. To have no yesterday and no tomorrow. To forget time, to forget life, to be at peace. You can help me. You can open for me the portals of death's house. For love is always with you, and love is stronger than death is." Then his valet brought him a cup of chocolate on a tray. After he had drunk it, he drew aside a heavy portiere of peach-coloured plush and passed into the bathroom. The light stole softly from above through thin slabs of transparent onyx, and the water in the marble tank glimmered like a moonstone. He plunged hastily in till the cool ripples touched throat and hair, and then dipped his head right under, as though he would have wiped away the stain of some shameful memory. After breakfast, he flung himself down on a divan and lit a cigarette. On the mantel shelf, framed in dainty old brocade, stood a large photograph of Sybil Merton, as he had seen her first at Lady Noel's ball.